Now, taking a look at sports.
A football camp hosted by the Jamestown Football Boosters will help teach participants all about the fundamentals of the game. Co-organizer Gary Schmidt says the camp will teach 5th and 6th graders in the area all about the beginning tools to help understand the game of football before entering middle school.
Our biggest goal is to obviously have fun and teach the boys and ladies about the basics of fundamental blocking, tackling, the basics, and so they're ready to play at the next level.
Schmidt has been with the program for the last 5 years, which has run for more than 20 years now, in Jamestown. The camp will be full pads and practices, and it'll be held a few times a week.
Most of our weeks, it is a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday program, and then we'll practice, and then we'll play some games against each other, some scrimmages, some full games, and then we also will travel, have a home and away series with Valley City this year.
Cost is $80, and there is a parents' meeting held on August 27th. If you want more information, contact Gary at 701-659-1744. The Twins are back on track, at least for the time being, with a 4-2 victory over the rivals to the east, the Milwaukee Brewers. All it took last night was one swing of the bat in the third inning.
And the pitch, a swing and a drive into right center field and deep, back near the track, near the wall, and gone! Grand Slam Rosario! And boy, do the Twins need that. One swing of the bat, they take a 4-1 lead in Milwaukee.
Randy Domnak picked up his third win of the year, going 5 innings, allowing just one run on 4 hits and a walk.
The windup and the 1-2. Strike 3 called, a backdoor curveball. And Gamble strikes out looking. One out, second strikeout for Domnak.
Minnesota's back at it tonight, taking on Milwaukee, game 2 of their 3-game series. Another 7-10 first pitch, 6:30 pregame. It'll be Tyler Clippard going for Minnesota. More likely than not, we'll see a bullpen day. And Josh Lindblom going for Milwaukee. The Summit League announced yesterday in a statement that their President's Council voted unanimously to postpone the regular season and championships for fall sports. That includes men's and women's cross country, men's and women's soccer, and volleyball. All three of those sports will be moved to the spring of 2021. More details are expected to come out today. And that's your look at sports. I'm Ace Sauerwine.